You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, we'll learn about department stores in the 19th century, where browsing was a form of women's liberation. And we'll trace this retail feminism to today.
First, according to a new report from the Wisconsin State Journal, 22 Wisconsin hospitals have been fined by the state over the last handful of years for not complying with a 2008 law. Under that law, hospitals are required to offer emergency contraception, sometimes called morning after pills, to victims of rape.
Supporters of the law have said that emergency contraception can greatly reduce rape victims' fears of being impregnated by attackers and also reduce abortions overall. But some of the hospitals that were fined were Catholic hospitals that cited religious freedom for not complying with the law. And some lawmakers have also encouraged challenges to the emergency contraception requirement on those grounds.
Sarah Finger is the founder and executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health. She joins us now to tell us more about this law and enforcing it. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, give us some background. You were there, as I understand it, when this law was put into place. What was the reasoning? What was the perceived need for it?
Well, I back in 2004, this fight really started. This was something we had seen as a public health standard, and we had conducted a survey of Wisconsin hospitals and found that only one third of them were providing this kind of standard, comprehensive, compassionate care. And so it really made for our argument to get law passed in the state to ensure that when a rape victim is seen at a Wisconsin emergency room, that they're at least informed about and is dispensed emergency contraception as a way to prevent a pregnancy from her attacker.
So that law, as we mentioned, was passed in 2008, and then there's the question of compliance. And now this new report from the Wisconsin State Journal looks back. What kind of things did we see?
Well, we're seeing too many hospitals being cited as not complying. Just to give you a little bit more background about the law itself, this ended up being a bipartisan bill that actually finally got passed in 2008. And it was after several legislative sessions, they came to an agreement that actually the religious directive number 36 of the Catholic faith actually says that providing emergency contraception and allowing a rape victim to prevent a pregnancy from her attacker is actually the compassionate right thing to do. So it had bipartisan support. It got passed. But the sad thing is about policy and legislation is that it's one thing to get the law passed, but it's another to fully implement and have it complied with. So here we are now in 2016 or 2017 now, over 8 years later, finding that we still have too many hospitals in Wisconsin not ensuring that rape victims are given this standard of care.
Now, we've seen, we mentioned 22 different hospitals fined over the years since it was passed. Some of those were, you know, a few years ago. This isn't all 22 happening in 2017. Do you hope that given that those fines were assessed over time, that more hospitals are now complying?
I certainly do. We took the initiative back in 2008 and again in 2015 as an organization to create a toolkit for hospitals and healthcare providers and local advocates. We did this, unfortunately, because the Department of Health Services had not necessarily put this kind of compliance toolkit in place. So whether or not there wasn't enough guidance, whether or not there's just not awareness of this law or the state's not doing enough to get the word out, we're definitely, again, seeing over the course of time a number of these hospitals, and we mentioned right before we got on the air that these are just the hospitals that might have been audited or checked into. We don't know if there are more hospitals out there that aren't in compliance that haven't been caught yet.
Talking to Sarah Finger from the Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health about a law in Wisconsin requiring hospitals, emergency rooms to provide information about and access to emergency contraception for people who are victims of rape. Do we know, based on coming into this law or what we know now, how often this is an issue at emergency rooms around Wisconsin?
Well, we actually have some estimates that show, in terms of who is showing up to the emergency room, only 32% of assaults ever get reported or those individuals are ever going to the emergency room. But it's estimated that over 300,000 women are raped each year, resulting in over 25,000 unintended pregnancies and 16,000 abortions. So for those that actually are able to get care, to go to an emergency room, we want to make sure that these individuals are not having to shop around for the kind of compassionate, comprehensive care. But we're also very much aware of that a lot of women who go through these tragic circumstances don't always seek help or care.
And one objection when we talk about emergency contraception on any level, some people opposed to abortion say that, at least in some circumstances, emergency contraception is the functional equivalent of a very early abortion. What is your response when you hear that argument?
You know, in 2017, it's amazing that we're still having these kind of political fights over preventing unintended pregnancies and abortions. You know, this was something we had to fight hard around back in 2008 and before getting the law passed, was explaining that this is prevention. That if you were to have an existing pregnancy, which this law allows you to test for an existing pregnancy and not have to comply with the law if a pregnancy is found, but if there was a pregnancy and you were to give someone emergency contraception, it has no effect on that pregnancy whatsoever. It's not a termination at all. This is the compassionate standard of public health care that exists from all of our healthcare experts.
And as I understand it, the law specifically says if the rape victim in this case is tested to be pregnant, the hospital is not required to provide abortion services.
Correct. That was one of the agreements we had made with the legislative authors and some of the parties involved, was that, you know, and again, we know there is absolutely no impact that it has on an existing pregnancy, but to give some of these individuals comfort in knowing if there was a pregnancy or not, you can test. And obviously, if a woman is already pregnant, having emergency contraception is not necessary.
As I understand it, when the law was first introduced, some lawmakers wanted to amend it to say that hospitals could opt out of this requirement on religious grounds. That ended up not happening. And as you said, this did pass with bipartisan support. Looking back, what would you have thought of that kind of exemption?
I think it's absolutely unnecessary. When you look at this legislation, it's not meant to mandate that any individual that has an objection is not required to provide the standard of care. What it does is make sure that the hospital and the institution and the emergency room itself has policies in place so that there's someone on staff at any given time to make sure, again, that this rape victim is informed about and dispensed emergency contraception if requested. So this is not, you know, doing anything to threaten an individual's conscience. It's really about making sure that, again, protocols are in place so that emergency rooms, when they receive a rape victim, are not, again, denying this woman this compassionate way to prevent a pregnancy from her attacker.
And in this Wisconsin State Journal report, some hospitals have said, you know, they may have been fined, but they're saying, we were complying, we just weren't documenting it right. We weren't leaving the correct paper trail. That sounds kind of mundane, but is it important that we are tracking this to make sure that there is compliance?
Absolutely. I work with a lot of the forensic nurses that work in these emergency rooms, and they have brought up the concern that it's been a matter of documentation in some of these citations. This is why we try to encourage the Department of Health Services to actually create the kind of form and the kind of protocol themselves so that there were no gray areas. Whether it is documentation, I've heard some of the nurses say that if a woman had had a hysterectomy and there was no chance for her to get pregnant, they may not have informed that rape victim about emergency contraception. So whatever the reason is, I hope that the state, the Department of Health Services, some of these advocates, these sexual assault nurse examiners, and hospital staff can work together to make sure that they're crossing their T's or dotting their I's and no one is falling through the cracks.
We'll leave it there for now. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Sarah Finger in the studio with us. She's founder and executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health. She joined us to talk about 22 Wisconsin hospitals that were fined in recent years for not complying with an emergency contraception law that applies to rape victims.